surrounded you.
Lots of love, many blessings. Today we're diving into how you can live the life of your dreams, how you can manifest the life of your dreams in a real, practical way. We're going to share the four secrets, the proven secrets, to actually turn your beautiful ideas and visions into a real experience in your practical life. Because we are here as spiritual beings. We've come down onto this planet to enjoy being alive. And we might as well be enjoying the highest level life we can, because there's so many opportunities for us. And if we're not living our own life, then what ends up happening is we end up living the life that someone else wants us to live. So we need to really understand what we want deeply, and then align ourselves so we're experiencing the most wonderful version of ourselves, most wonderful life we can. And you're going to learn exactly how to do that in this session. So get comfortable, relax, and let's start with a little meditation. Hello, Shireen. Would you like to guide us in a meditation?
Sure. I want you to visualize a beautiful sunset on the beach. It's a beautiful beach. It's a sunset beach. And you're walking on the beach. Take a deep breath in and gently release that breath. And as you walk, you're watching the sunset. Take a step, breathe in. Take another step, breathe out. And as you watch, and as you step, one step after the other, you're relaxing, going deeper into relaxation. Take a moment now and feel the sand beneath your legs, beneath the soles, beneath your feet. Keep walking while feeling the sand. Breathe in the fresh ocean air. And watch the beautiful colors of the sunset. Each step you take, you're going deeper and deeper into a serene state. Take another deep breath. Stand still. And just merge into the sunset. Become one with it. Breathe in peace of the sunset and breathe out any tension and worry. One last time, take a deep breath in and deep breath out. And come back to here and now. Om Shanti, I am peace.
Ah, fantastic. So let's dive into this beautiful discovery. How can you manifest what you want? You know, one of the most important things is to know what you want. And I know this might sound a bit obvious, but it's not quite as simple as it seems, because there are two kinds of desires. One kind of desire is our pure desire, which comes from our heart and soul. And then the other kind of desire is what we could call programmed desires or conditioning, right? Those desires are things like you might watch something on the internet and you go, oh, that looks cool. Oh, I should get that. Or, oh, you saw someone have something when you were growing up. I would like. So these are things where you see something or someone says you should want it or there's some advertising. And then it's being instilled into your consciousness. And those desires, because they're not from our heart and soul, when we manifest them, we're not actually happy about it. Like, I'll give an example. I have some boxes from Amazon. Someone just dropped some boxes off, right? And there is in that one of those boxes is some halva, right? Because I know it's on order, right? And now that's one of these things that I like it, but when I have it, I realize it's not good for me, but it's still being sent to me anyway. So I should probably cancel it, right? That's an example of a conditioned, oh, that's nice, I wouldn't mind that. And then you press the button, blah, blah, and it sets it up and it keeps sending it and I eat it. And I think, oh, this is too sugary, shouldn't be having this. So that's not like really bringing me that much joy, but I have manifested some halva. I've manifested loads and loads of things, right, in my life. I've manifested like countless things. Some of them have been my pure desire, some of them haven't been. But the first thing we need to know is what is the pure desire and what is not, because God will help us fulfill our pure desires and Maya will help us fulfill our programmed desires. So the way to figure out the difference between the two is simply to write down everything you want. Just don't try and censor it. Just write down everything you want and write it down again and again and again. And every day, and over time, you will notice which things are genuinely meaningful and which things are just random thoughts that you thought about or heard about somewhere.
So right. Every so the first day thing can is, what be do you the want? Same set of desires?
Well, if you keep writing down what you want.
Or like I have to write down start to new set, new things. Like let's say yesterday I wrote down I want 10 things. Can they be the same 10 things or?
Yeah, just keep writing down the same. But the thing is, you might end up, as you start writing down the 10 things again, you might think, you know what, I don't really care about that third thing I'm writing down. I'm just going to not write that and I'm going to have a different thing. Because only over time do we get a feel for what is right. And when you write things down, just notice how do you feel about it. Does it bring about a nice, warm feeling that feels clean and good in your heart? Or is it a sort of stress energy or a sort of like greedy? And like, just notice the feeling around it. Like I remember someone told me that she wanted to manifest, 1,000 trillion dollars. That's what she said. $1,000 trillion. And I was like, I'm not sure that's actually physically possible at this point, unless there's hyperinflation. But what are you going to do with $1,000 trillion? Like, it's just some random thing, right? Whereas other desires, they actually bring us joy when you write them down. So, and it can be all sorts of things, right? You can think about, I want to feel happy, I want to help other people, I want to have physical things, or I want to do certain things. I want to go places. So there's things, people, places, situations, experiences, opportunities, objects. So just keep writing them down, and over time you'll start to notice what stays on the list and what sort of just naturally fades away. I recommend doing it for the rest of your life, actually. Because if we don't, no, really, because if we're not writing down what we want every day, then we are probably reacting to life and we're in crisis management. We're just like, oh my God, what's going on? Oh, I check the phone. If we're not choosing what we want with our goals and visions, we're going to react. And that's not a good way to live. Even in our spiritual practice, I'm sure you remember this, that we're often reminded to, in the early morning meditation, to keep in mind all of our goals and our aims and our attainments and all the things that we're moving towards in our awareness, again, every day, because otherwise we forget about these things and get caught up in trivia. So that's the first thing. Write down what you want and discern the difference between the two. Do you want to add anything to that, by the way?
Yes. At this point, I really think we should also be grateful for what we have. I always ask myself, if I'm not happy with what I have, then what makes me think I will be happy with what I get? Because it's a learned behavior, happiness, contentment, life satisfaction, it's learned behavior, right? And so if I'm really happy with everything I have, all of the blessings I have in my life, then if I get something, then I will be happy also. But if I get something, right, even if it is a pure desire, and if I do get it, if I haven't learned to be happy with the things I have, then if I get that, then I won't be happy with whatever I get also. Then it's always like there's something more, something more, something more. And so just to really be grateful for what we have, to have this amazing feeling that, yes, everything I have is wonderful.
So this is the miracle journal. And I put this together over about 2-year period. And this is basically a manifestation journal. And it has 4 parts. And this is basically what it means to manifest. The first thing, which Shireen just talked about, is to feel the gratitude. To write down what you appreciate so that you feel it. Because if we don't feel grateful for what we have, we're not going to be happy when we get new things. It's very, very true, right? The second thing is to write down what you want to manifest, like I've told you earlier. And over time, you will notice what stays on the list and what leaves the list, right? And then the third thing related to this is to feel that you've already attained what you want. Because if we can't accept that feeling, then we are not in the right energy for it. Right? And we hear this in our spiritual teachings on a very, very regular basis, that you need to experience that you have all attainments. Right? Isn't this right, Shireen?
Absolutely.
How many times have you heard that expression? I've attained everything. I've attained everything I wanted to attain. And so we want to come into the feeling of peace, the feeling of fullness, the feeling of wealth, the feeling of happiness and purity and joy. So you write down what you want, and then you imagine that you've attained it. And especially if you write down spiritual desires, like, I want to feel good, I want to feel happy. And you ask the question, how would I feel if or when I have this experience? How would it feel? So if you were already in a state of spiritual awareness constantly, how would it feel? How would you feel? If you had manifested everything you want, this is your pure desires, how would it feel to have that? So you're not so worried about the images. That doesn't matter whether you see clear visions of whatever it is. It's more about feeling it in your body, and specifically feeling gratitude, the feeling of gratitude for having it now. Because gratitude is like your body getting aligned energetically, your soul and your body and your mind getting aligned with that energy now. Because if we can't experience it, then we can't have it. The founder of the Brahma Kumaris, Brahma Baba, he used to visualize his future self, right, who he's becoming. And he used to dance around in joy of him being in that state, right? So people would sometimes see him dancing by himself because he was just in so much joy, right? So he's experiencing the full attainment of everything he's going to become now, right? And so much joy, he can't help himself but dancing around, right? That's what we want to get to. We want to feel so good about it, we can't help but smile and dance around the house. And if we're not smiling and dancing around the house, then we haven't done it properly, and we should keep going until we get there.
No, one thing that we need to talk about here is that, okay, after what Michael said, right, write down, and you've distilled, now you know that these are your pure right. desires. You've distilled your conditioned desires out of your list, and only pure desires are on your list. One thing is we have a saying in the Brahma Kumaris is that an intellect with faith is victorious. So we have to have faith that the reason why I want that is because I've had it before. And I want it again, that I will have it again, right? Because I've tasted it before and I want it again. And so it's almost like you've tasted something before and you're bringing that taste into the present, and you're pushing this taste from the past into the future, saying this is going to happen now. So for example, if I, let's say I want a house on the water, right? Somewhere deep inside I have experienced a house on the water, even though in this life maybe I didn't. Somewhere deep inside there is an experience of that house on the water. And I'm pulling that house on the water to me. And then finally when it does, then it will manifest, because I'm pulling something towards me. But to have faith that it is in my future. So one thing is have faith in your fortune, and then have faith that that is what is in your future. Because both the faith in your fortune and that faith that it is in your future will make you victorious. It will bring it to you. But it has to be a pure desire, right? Not impure desire, not because someone else has it, not because of something else, but it is your own pure desire. One of the things that I have noticed is, let's say if I want to have an orange, right? I love oranges and I want to have a really good orange, right? Why do I want a good orange? Because I've tasted that orange before and I want to recreate that taste again. And so it's the same way with these pure desires too. I've tasted them before, I want to recreate that taste again. So you have manifested them before in your life and you can manifest them again. Not in this life, maybe some life somewhere you've manifested them and you can manifest them again. So have faith in your fortune and have faith in your manifesting powers. Have faith that it's there in your future.
And let's just talk about this word faith, because that's not the proper translation, is it? It's nishchay is really certainty. And the reason I'm saying this is because faith to me sounds a bit like hope, and that's not the right feeling. It's more like you don't have faith that the sun's coming up in the morning. You know it's coming up, you know. I have certainty that if I go to the store, I'm going to be able to buy some food. Like, I might not get everything I want, but I'm definitely going to get something. It's not like, hopefully when I go there, I'm just going to pray outside. So tell me about the feeling of nishchay. What does that mean?
Nishchay is certain, that, like, conviction, actually. The exact word is conviction. And one of the things about conviction is that internally you have to really feel it very strongly, with a lot of conviction, with a lot of certainty that this is going to happen. That is what leads to victory, right? Because it is, you know, it seems like a very simple saying, like conviction leads to victory, but it's actually very powerful. You can actually, all you have to work on is when you're manifesting your dreams is conviction. Work on your conviction.
How does someone increase their conviction? Let's say someone wants to change their life in some practical way, right? And how can they develop conviction?
Okay, the first step is writing, right? Like you said, write down. Mm-hmm. And then now you distilled it. Now you know this. Now this is there.
Yeah.
Then every day, every hour, every moment, you have to feel, okay, I have done this before. It is in my future. It is going to happen. You have to feel it deep inside. Right? Just,
right.
And think of all the times that you manifested something. Think of all
in the past already.
Yes, in the
yeah.
past.
Little things.
So think of that, right? Because your success, if you think of your successes, then you will have more successes. Mm-hmm. So just think of all the times you have done it, and just you keep working on your conviction. You keep saying, no, this is going to happen. And it has to be for the highest good, right?
Yeah, if it's not for the highest good for all, then you're only going to cause trouble. So that's why we have to write down the things and make sure that they're pure desires, because then we get divine blessings on them happening, and then we can feel that pure feeling.
Yeah, so it has to be for the highest good. It has to be for even your own benefit, right? And it can't be too mundane. It can't be too mundane, like, oh, you know, I want a mansion, this and that. Think of something higher. Think of something higher. So what...
Even if it is a mansion, just want to mention, like, even if it is a mansion, if you have a mansion but you use it for service and it helps other people and there's benefit in it on a bigger scale, then it's more likely to come about.
Exactly. Then the blessings come.
Blessings of others.
Yes, because a lot of this manifestation happens because of blessings also. So that's why I said, like, it can't be too mundane. It can't just be for selfish reasons, like you're saying, right? Mansion, don't just think of mansion, but think of the ways in which you can use the mansion for service, for benefiting other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is when we are thinking of how we can benefit, how it's maximum benefit for everyone, then I feel the blessings of God, the blessings of, you know, just there's just an energy that just gives it that blessings and things happen. And also our own purity, right? Our own pure desires, pure intentions, pure motives, our own pure motives also bring blessings.
That's very true. The more people who benefit from your manifestation, the more likely it's going to happen and the easier it's going to happen, because there's energy outside of yourself wanting it to happen as well. So if you think, how can I manifest something that also benefits as many people as possible in a genuine way, then energetically all those other people will be kind of pulled into your vision on some level, because they're going to win from it. You know, but if you manifest something and it hurts a bunch of other people, then that's not a good thing to have at
or
all.
Or even
you
just
can't
selfish,
be happy on the
right?
sorrow.
Yeah. Even just selfish, or even just for tamasic reasons. You can't just say, oh, I want a lot of money so I can go do coke, right?
You can have a pound of coke, right?
It's not a pure desire and it's not good for you. So there are no blessings around it. And also, one thing you need to understand is if you want these things, right, you want something very mundane, something that is very harmful for you, is you're not going to really, even if you get it, you're not going to be very happy.
No, cocaine can only get you so far.
Right.
So,
So you want to be happy. Yeah. You want to be, you know, you want to be genuinely happy.
Right.
Like the dreams, yet, like your dreams can't be, because many times, like research in happiness has proven that we are very bad at predicting what will make us happy. So we want random things that will make us happy. But really, just, you know, you keep working on yourself, keep working on this conviction, keep working on what you really want, and then you will really know what will make you happy.
Yeah, and if it's genuinely a pure desire, you will have conviction for it and it will feel good. So if there's any like oscillation, I'm not feeling good about it, something, we need to readdress why we want it and what's going on really. So this is an ongoing process. That's why writing it down again and again and again. Because this isn't something you can just do once and then leave it alone. This is something that needs revision and refinement over weeks and months and years. So write it down, feel the vision, experience it, and then the next thing, see, I got this book, right? I'll show you these two pages. So hopefully this is showing up. So this is what you want. It is done. And see this arrow here? There's an arrow, right? What can you do today? What can you do today that is related to your vision, right? This is very, very, very powerful. But let me explain what this means, right? Most people have, they have a vision of something they want that seems like a faraway, distant mountain that they're never going to get to. So, and there feels like their life today has nothing to do with this, right? So there's a huge disconnect. So you want to ask, what can I do today that is directly related to the vision? So let's say, for example, that in my vision I want to write books that help people, right? What can I do today to write the book? I mean, that's a pretty obvious one. You can just sit down and start writing or start researching. If you want to have a retreat center, what can you do today to get a retreat center? Maybe you look for retreat centers, maybe you think about what kind of retreats you do. You start doing something towards it. So that way, your life is actually connected to your vision in a practical way. If you want to experience higher states of consciousness, then what meditation can you do today to connect to it? So our daily life now becomes related directly to our vision. So we're pulling the future into the present as soon as we start doing those actions, right? It's very, very, very important. And then the other thing on these pages, I recommend you get this book, by the way. You can get it on Amazon, and I have a little training on it. And then what rituals can you do? Like, how can you have daily rituals, like when you get up in the morning and different practices you do that are related to your vision? So if you live a certain life in the future that you want to have, how can you start having more of that life in some way now? Otherwise, it's just a pig flying in the sky kind of idea, you know, flying pigs sort of vision, which we don't really like. It wants to, you ground it in when you start doing something about it. Because I've been doing this sort of work for years and years and years. And I remember talking to someone a long time ago and I said, what's your vision? And she said, oh, I'd love to wake up in the morning and have flowers next to me, and then I'd go downstairs and there'd be flowers on the kitchen table, and then I'd go do yoga and go out for a walk. And I'm like, what are you waiting for? Like, it's just, oh, I haven't got any flowers. I said, can you just buy some flowers and just stick them next to your bed and then get some more and put them on the table? Or just, it was like, just bring it here. Stop putting this off for 10 years. Some people think, the amount of times I've been told by my students, oh, in my perfect life, I would be able to sit in the sun and read a magazine. And I'm like, what's going on? Just get the magazine and sit in the sun. I mean, why do you need to wait 10 years to sit in the sun and read a magazine? This is absurd. But that's what we do a lot of the time. So we need to start relating, connecting our life to what we want right away. And then the last thing is taking action and not accepting failure, not giving up. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Shireen?
Yeah.
You have to.
That's so important.
How do you not give up?
Just don't give up. Just keep doing. Yeah. Right? You know, courage, right? How do I define courage? How do we define courage? Courage is you fall, you get up. You fall, you get up. You fail, you get up. You keep doing. You fail, you keep doing. That is courage. Courage is not everything the first try, everything is wonderful, it's all great. No, you fail, you keep doing. You fail, you keep doing. That's courage. I think failure is when you really give up. That is failure. But if you keep doing, you keep doing, you keep doing, one day you have to succeed. There's no other way around it. You will succeed one day.
Yeah, as long as you don't stop doing it, your success is yours eventually.
Right. So, you know, I think we give up too soon. So don't give up. And don't give up too soon. Like when we really need something, right? Like maybe, you know, when we give up, right? Let's say I've tried something 7 times and it didn't work. Maybe success is on the eighth try. It's just the next try that's going to be successful. So if I give up on the seventh try, then I've really given up at the last minute. What a waste. Because it could be on the eighth try there's success.
Yeah, I mean, I remember reading something that there's a bunch of like entrepreneurs who are multimillionaires, and they're all on a panel. Someone, the interviewer asked them, how many businesses did you have before you cracked the code? And guess what the average number was? These are all young. They're all in their 20s. Guess what the average number was? How many businesses they did?
5.
27.
Whoa.
Yeah. They tried 27 different, they might have been different products within the same thing or different versions of something or different entirely. They had to do 27 different businesses on average. Some of them might have done 3, some of them might have done 50, right? But on average, it was about 27. But most people would have given up after the first 2, and that would have been the end of it. So J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter, she, I think, submitted her book 23 times. No one wanted Harry Potter. And now look what happened. It's one of the most successful books of all time. 22 publishers, I think, is turned her down before someone said yes. But she could have just said, no one likes my book after the first 10 or the first 3. And that would have been
it. Yeah, see, that is conviction, right? That is having conviction in your work.
Yeah.
Right? That's the kind of conviction we need. Have faith in yourself. No one's going to come and have faith in us. We have to have conviction in ourselves.
Yeah. So this is the essence. These are four proven methods, steps, if you like, that will lead you to success. If you practice this in a real way, you will definitely manifest what you want. And if something isn't working, it's sometimes you just need to go back and think, is this a pure desire that I have in the first place? Because pure desires will come true. Right. All right, so there it is. Success is yours. It is done, it is done, it is done. I recommend getting a copy of this book just because it's very powerful, and I have an audio training with it that's very useful. I'll put a link in the description. And Shireen, let's have a blessing.
Faith.
Faith.
Your trust in yourself has made a lifetime of triumphs possible. Your faith unlocked treasures within yourself that you never thought existed. Through your appreciation of the gifts God gives you, you push boundaries and achieve success.
It is done, it is done, it is done. Yay. Lots of love. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.